Yeah, Ginger, you only have one earring. I thought that was the new style. So we started talking about the conference here several months back, and one of the girls mentioned that song, and I thought, wow, that would be a really good song to start the conference off with. And it's probably, again, like I said, it's definitely not a, quote, religious song, but if you listen to it, if you really listen to the words, you fill up my senses. How many of you have senses? My daddy, when I was little, said I didn't have any sense. And I proved him to be wrong. Had a few. And so, all of you have senses. Hebrews tells us that you should have them trained to be able to discern. Right? That's right. And so, I think that sometimes we have lacked in training our senses. Now, all of you have been taught that you have how many senses?
No.
And that's good. I'm going to teach you that you have seven. Because you have two that you're not familiar with. And so, if you're training five of your senses and ignoring two of those, then obviously you wouldn't be whole, you wouldn't be complete if you have two other senses that you're not working with, right? Could you kind of buy off on that idea? And so I show you that in all of the ancient mythologies understood that. They understood that you had seven senses, and they understood what all those senses were. And so when you go into the Bible, and the Bible has been, it's been my love-hate relationship book. And so I've spent almost 40 years loving it, really, but yet hating many things that was done to it, or many things that I felt was done to it, until I got certain place in my growth or in my journey in life that I realized that really wasn't a lot done to it. It was just a fabulous story told like a nursery rhyme with the purpose and design to hide phenomenal truth. And when I thought that, something happened inside me. Something happened to me. And so I began to look at it and I began to see it differently. I began to see it in the light that I had not seen it. And so what happened for me? It may not have happened this way for you, because religion and tradition has a real strong hold on you. Amen. And many times we don't know it. We like to play religion. I do. It's fun. Feels good. And people just enjoy doing it. And it is fun to play the game of religion. But the thing we haven't really recognized and we hadn't caught up with it is that it's bondage. It teaches us hatred. And it teaches us how to judge. And it teaches us to condemn people. It teaches us to hate people and love some people. But that's not the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said, love your enemies. He said, love those that despitefully abuse you or use you or say all manner of evil against you. He said, love them. And he didn't come and judge. He said, actually, in John, that I didn't come to judge anybody. But yet religion taught me that he did. That the Father is sitting out there, and he has this magnifying glass, and he's watching you, and he has a big notebook pad there, and taking notes, and said, got you. And when I was a little boy, I had this idea, I don't know where I got the idea, that God had this reel-to-reel player, and he was playing my life as a reel-to-reel. And one day, I would go there, and he would play the reel-to-reel back to me, and I'd sit there and look at it, oh, God, I didn't mean to do that. Really, I did mean to do it, because I did it because